From the studios of NPR West, this is Day to Day. I'm Madeline Brand. Coming up, one teenager's reaction to the Mitchell Report on steroid use by Major League Baseball players. First, though, it's a late night in Bali, Indonesia, where U.S., European, and other leaders are wrapping up their negotiations on climate change. The countries are trying to break a deadlock over reductions in greenhouse gases. Yesterday, Al Gore said this.
My own country, the United States, is principally responsible for obstructing progress here in Bali. We all know that.
And for the latest, we go to NPR's Richard Harris, who's also in Bali. And Richard, what was the reaction to what Al Gore said? Did it spur further negotiations?
Well, you heard that warm applause that he got. And yes, negotiations haven't stopped for days and days and days. So obviously it was one more piece of weight in the hopper to get people to start moving. And I think that it probably did add extra pressure on the U.S. negotiators here to try to play nicer with their European counterparts.
And is what he said true? Is it true that the United States is obstructing any kind of negotiation, any kind of treaty?
Well, any kind of treaty, it may be an exaggeration. The U.S. came to Bali with a very defined idea of what they wanted to have. They wanted to come out of here with a treaty that would essentially be a roadmap for a real treaty in 2 years' time, sort of a rules for negotiating the treaty coming up. And the U.S. wanted to have it as simple as possible, as few rules as possible. And so they came in and they kept trying to take stuff out that people wanted to have in there. And they said, well, you can negotiate that later. You can negotiate that later. But other people said, no, we want to have a clear sense of where we're going to end up in 2 years' time. So that's the tension that has been running through this meeting.
And Richard, the Europeans were threatening to boycott a meeting next month in Hawaii organized by the White House. Did that pressure the Americans to go back to the negotiating table?
Yeah, I think that really got their attention because George Bush is trying to create a separate mechanism for dealing with climate change by inviting just a small number of key nations, economic powerhouses, to join a smaller discussion and see if they can work things out. At least that's the concept behind the talks. The first meeting in September didn't seem to produce very much at all. And he said, well, let's try again in January in Hawaii. So the Europeans said, if we don't get something we like out of Bali, we're not going to Hawaii. So that really changed the tone of what was happening here.
Now, I also understand that it's not just the United States. It's also the main negotiating bloc of developing countries, the so-called G77, who are saying, no, we are going to resist any pressure to cut emissions from fossil fuels. So they, too, are resisting change.
Well, everybody comes to the table with an agenda, and the G77 definitely has a sense that that they want to make sure that the developed world really puts on the table very serious emissions cuts before they would consider even discussing the possibility of cutting their own emissions in the future. They are getting things out of this, though, because there are actually quite a number of other elements of this that have been agreed to that are really good for the developing world. For example, there's the makings of a new treaty on forest preservation. Countries like Indonesia might actually get paid money for not chopping down their forests.
And where are the negotiations in terms of reducing emissions? What are the targets that look realistic now?
Well, that's part of the sort of the odd feeling of being at these talks, that they're negotiating numbers that seem impossible to reach anyway. But on the other hand, if you look at the science of global climate change, you realize that those are the numbers that we really ought to be trying to reach for if we don't want the planet to get a whole lot hotter than it is now. So it's a real conundrum.
NPR's Richard Harris in Bali. Thank you very much.
My pleasure.